Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
At her helm as a leader and drummer for the Diva Jazz Orchestra, that was Sherry Miracle leading the way with the 2008 tune, I Love Being Here With You, off the CD Live from Jazz at Lincoln Center's Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola. From Carnegie Hall, she performs with the New York Pops, and from celebrated stages everywhere, she is the music director and drummer for Broadway star Maurice Hines. And along with all of this, Sherry is also a busy freelance performer and a published composer and arranger. She has played all over the place at jazz festivals in Germany, Switzerland, France, Portugal, Japan, Vietnam, Israel, and beyond. And along with regular shows, Diva was featured at the 2017 NEA Jazz Masters Awards Ceremony. That was the soundtrack they produced for the 2014 NBC Macy's Fireworks Spectacular. And on the very big stage, the Diva Band co-stars in the award-winning documentary film, The Girls and the Band, and that has given them wide exposure. So during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she talked about a great many things, including jazz, and this is what she had to say.
Jazz, to me, is the highest level of artistic expression in the world, and the people that play it are the grandest virtuosos because of the technique needed to do it today. That's just how it is. Aside from, even though all that's true, I want people to walk away smiling and being really wildly entertained and want to come back for more.
Over the years, Sherry has received several awards and honors, which include a 2014 Ovation Award for Best Music Direction in Tapping Through Life, the 2009 Mary Lou Williams Kennedy Center Lifetime Achievement Award, and many others. As an educator, she runs a private drum set and a percussion studio. She is also a clinician for Yamaha drums, Sabian cymbals, and many other products. And on her latest effort, the Diva Jazz Orchestra's 25th anniversary project, released in 2018, features all original music composed by all the band members, and there is still plenty more to come, and you can bet on that. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves the big outfits, from the Marcus Lewis Big Band to the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to put together the big and small and very rich ways for you to dig the most. So the beginnings of the Diva Band came from the legendary jazz drummer Stanley Kaye. And as we slip into the tune, G-Baby, Ain't I Good to You, with Zoot Sims, have a listen to Sherry talk about him and their union.
I knew who Stanley was because of the Buddy Rich connection, so after the gig, I made a point to talk to him and introduce myself, and we sort of stayed in touch, roughly, just in New York for a couple of years, and then in June of 1992, he called me and said that he wanted to start this band, and was I interested? And I definitely, you know, because of the Buddy Rich connection and all Buddy Rich's, the reason I play the drums. And anyway, we had an audition, and 40 women came from all around the world, and that's how the band started. It was as simple as that.
What makes me treat you? Where did I do? Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Now there's nothing in this world too good for a gal like you. Now, gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Bought you a fur coat for Christmas, a diamond ring, big Cadillac car, and everything. Oh, now it's love makes me treat you the way that I do. Oh, gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
What makes me treat you the way that I do? Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There is nothing in this world too good for a girl like you. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Bought you a fur coat for Christmas, a diamond ring, a brand new Honda,
no gas, everything.
Gee, love makes me treat you the way that I do. Baby, 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 ain't I good to you? Gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
Hi, everybody. This is Sherry Marigold, the leader and drummer of the Diva Jazz Orchestra, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo. Keep swinging.
That was the Queen of Jazz, Ella Fitzgerald, with the tune Smooth Sailing. And that's the way it was. So the First Lady of Song had a rough set of teenage years and eventually found stability in music with the Chick Webb Orchestra. And she started performing all over the country, and from there, she became a star. And during our interview with Sherry, she had some thoughts on Lady Ella. Have a listen.
I was so lucky I got to see Buddy Rich so many times, but I've never... Even though I could have seen Ella, I remember the time she was in Stamford, Connecticut, and I lived in New York, and I was like, oh, I'll see her when she comes to New York. And then she passed away. And she's one of my most inspirational figures in music on so many levels.
Keeping in that female vocalist frame of mind, let's go right into another legend on the show. This is Billie Holiday with her orchestra back in 1937. This is the tune, I Got a Man Crazy for Me. He's funny that way, off the CD, Jackson Pollock Jazz, as this drizzled hour of jazz art moves right along here on Neon Jazz.
Never had nothing, no one to care. That's why I seem to have more than my share. I've got a man crazy for me. she's funny that way. When I hurt his feelings once in a while, his only answer is one little smile. I've got that man crazy for me. He's funny that way. I can see no other way and no better plan. End it all and let him go to some better gal. But I'm only human, a coward at best. I'm more than certain he'd follow me west. I've got that man crazy for me. He's funny that way.
This is pianist Joanne Doherty, a Kansas City transplant now living in Chicago. Check out Neon Jazz with Joe Domino on the radio or on his podcast for lots of great interviews with fascinating musicians.
That was the veteran jazz bass cat Frank Wagner with the tune Progress Notes off his 2018 CD Floating Holiday. So originally from Levittown, New York, he would go on to attend the Berklee College of Music, studying bass with Steve Swallow and Ron McClure. From those beginnings, he has performed all over the world in a host of musical settings with all-star jazz bands, Broadway shows, national tours, and on and on. Some of the big bands Frank has toured with is the Buddy Rich, Larry Elgarts, Glenn Miller, and so many others. And for the past 10 years, he has been practicing music therapy at Brooklyn's Woodhull Hospital, an inpatient psychiatric and chemical dependency department. And he is an adjunct professor at a local community college and the Pratt Institute, teaching composition, theory, and therapy. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, it was a very refreshing one. He talked about art and happiness. Have a listen.
Music to me, when I play music today, it's just a reflection of my accumulative past. And I have a much deeper understanding why I'm playing or why I'm writing certain compositions, you know, than just going through chords and just going through scales, you know. Or through my life experience from teaching and from art and from performing and studying with this great master and working with these great people through my life, things just come together, and I'm very happy where my life is right now.
So for Frank, Miles Davis was huge, and for so many others. And the 1957 LP Round About Midnight was tantamount. So as we slip into the tune Round Midnight, let's listen to Frank talk about it.
I remember, I think I was a senior in high school, I was at a party and I heard this music that I hadn't heard before. And it was Miles Davis' Round Midnight record that my friend was playing. And I heard the bass player, Paul Chambers, was featured on that tune. And my ears just went, whoa, this is amazing. I want to be like that guy, Paul Chambers.
Thank you.
Frank Wagner, New York City bassist, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
That was the legendary jazz and R&B guitarist Tiny Grimes with the tune Tiny's Jump off the 2011 CD Rock and Rhythm and Blues, the best of. So Tiny was a member of Art Tatum's trio from 43 to 44 and was a backing musician on recording sessions and later led his own bands, including a recording session with Charlie Parker. He is notable for playing the tenor guitar, a four-string electric instrument, and during a recent interview with Frank, he talked about his time with Tiny and more. Have a listen.
Tiny Grimes, I couldn't believe. I only found out that he was playing a four-string guitar until about 4 or 5 weeks after I was working with him. Tiny Grimes was such a professional, very gentle man, a humanist, you know, just overall quality of musicianship.
Man, this is a cat always welcome on the show, legendary Hammond B3 master, Dr. Lonnie Smith. This is the tune Aw Shucks off the 2016 CD Octet in the Beginning Volume 1 and 2. And this show must go on here on Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was the modern-day combination of saxophonist Noah Preminger and drummer Rob Garcia with the song Prelude, Op. 28 in B minor off the 2018 CD, The Chopin Project. So these are two of a kind, and they are very contemporary musicians for whom restrictions of genre have very little meaning. So an evening of interpretations of the music of Chopin without a piano in sight is just more grist for the creative mill. So this duo here is part of a larger ensemble called the Dead Composers Club, and they do great work. From a cat easy on the ears, legendary, and very good on the saxophone, this is Stan Getz with the 1950 song Sweetie Pie off the CD The Complete Roost Session, Volume 1, as we keep on keeping on round here on the show.
Hey, jazz lovers, this is Victor and Penny.
And you're listening to Neon Jazz.
Paul and Silas bound in jail had no money for to go their bail. Keep your eyes on that prize. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. You know you got to hold on. On the prize and hold on. Now Paul and Silas began to shout. Doors all open and they all walked out. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Yes, yes, oh, hold on. Keep your eyes you gotta hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Yes, keep your eyes on that prize. Hold on. Well, the only chains that we can stand are the chains of hand in hand. Keep your eyes on that prize. Hold on. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Keep your eyes on that prize. Hold on. My mama told me, hold on. My daddy told me, hold on. My granny, my granddaddy told me, hold on. My people on them boats just held on. You know you can do it, hold on. You know that you got to hold on. For us in the future, hold on. Mm-hmm.
That was a tune from the shores of Africa to the plantations, the church houses, the juke joints, concert halls, city blocks, and boomboxes. The spirit and musical traditions of African-American people remains unbroken, and Tiffany Austin captured it with the tune Keep Your Eyes on the Prize off her latest 2018 CD called Unbroken. And our final tune comes from a friend of the show and a saxophonist with an expressive sound rooted in jazz tradition, a label owner who is always out there pushing jazz further. This is Corey Weeds with the 2017 song Let's Groove off the CD Let's Groove, the music of Earth, Wind, and Fire. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a broadcaster full of earth, wind, and fire, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Well, I think that went pretty well.
Perfect.
Yeah. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We love you out there in Radio Land. And we're always here at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends. Thank you.
Jazz.